Log Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are truly making a difference in this world. And we're going to explore important aspects and areas of life, including business, spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more interesting topics. Our broadcast team so far consists of outstanding people from Canada and the U.S., including several Napoleon Hill certified instructors and authors, as well as a number of Organo Gold distributors. My name is Tom Too Tall Cunningham, and I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I also contribute regularly to their weekly newsletter. This year I spoke at the 2012 Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, where I shared the stage with Deepak Chopra, who is the keynote speaker for the event. Last Saturday I spoke in Malaysia again for the Million Dollar Roundtable Life Insurance members, over 1,750 of them, and that went extremely well. I've had a rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since age 5, that's 44 years now, and I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced. I've been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1". Sometimes I lie and say 5'2", and that's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. I'm also a senior research director for the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication that is the official and only media partner of the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. You can find a story about Organo Gold that we did back in 2010 as well on there. And you can find out more about me at my website, which is tom2andtall.com. My guest today is a big name in Organo Gold. His name is Craig Hill. He qualified this year for his $250,000 earner ring, and he's just going to bypass the $500,000 ring and just go straight to the $1 million ring, I'm sure, within the next 6 months. Craig is no stranger to success. He is tremendously valuable in both the public and private sector, and he was raised primarily by a single mom, who are my heroes of all people, and his mom dabbled in network marketing back in the 70s. She probably didn't even know it was network marketing. She ran a successful business in home interior and Tupperware. And Craig considers himself a second-generation network marketing because of his mom's experience. With his background in athletics, it taught him not only about being disciplined, but also about leadership, which is so important for Organo Gold distributors. Craig has a 10-year background in corporate America, where he worked as a city manager for a well-known telecommunications company. He is also an expert in business development and one of the top executives with the project he is going to discuss. In this industry, he has over 8 years' experience. He is sought out both as a national and international speaker, trainer, and business strategist, and he is also the co-founder of 212 Marketing Group, which now in less than 3 years grosses over $5 million in annual revenue. He is also a family man, being married over 16 years, which is a great accomplishment in this day and age, and he's the father of a beautiful 10-year-old daughter. Welcome to the show today, Craig.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Tom, and it is just indeed an honor to be just be speaking with you and being able to actually just share with you some of the things that have taken place in my life and how it's impacting so many other people out there that, you know what, really want to think themselves out of what they're doing and grow into what this land and what this this country actually offers people all over the world, you know. So I'm excited about being on the call. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Craig, I always start the show by asking this question, and so far I've had some amazing responses from the other Organo Gold top people I talked to. When did you first read the book Think and Grow Rich, and was there a special person that suggested that you read it?
I wish I had read it a lot sooner. when I When I first heard of Think and Grow Rich, I was actually at an event for a network marketing company. I got into network marketing. I was in the mall one day actually working for another company, and a lady came up and contacted me and invited me to come out and to see this company that, you know, I had never even heard of network marketing for that fact. And while I was sitting there, you know, just started to hear some of the conversation that was going on. But I really remember the first time I heard the word "think and grow rich," and it was from it was actually from Bill Britt, one of the moguls in the industry of network marketing and personal development and, you know, growing people. So I heard it from Bill Britt. I ran out and I got the book. I mean, I was shocked that the book was only, like, at that time it was about $5.95. I got the little paperback. I couldn't afford the other one, so I got the little paperback book, and I couldn't believe that I was 28 years old at that time. That was in, I think that was 1992 when I first read that book. And I'm like, why didn't I get this book in elementary? Why didn't I get this in high school or somewhere? And that was the first time it truly opened my eyes to what we had, on, you know, really with our hands here in America.
Isn't that a shame that they teach so many things in school, history, which I forgot the minute after I wrote a test, not my best thing, in geography, but they don't pass out books like this that tell people how to think and achieve the goals that they want to achieve. It's really sad. And Craig, you mentioned one thing. Seems like a mall is a great place to prospect for network marketers, because Andrea Blackley told me that David Imunitier approached her in a mall when she was working. I forget. I think it might have been at a perfume counter or a cologne counter or something like that.
Jewelry.
And he approached jewelry, and he approached her and said, "What are you doing to secure your financial future?" So there's prospects everywhere, even in the mall where you're shopping.
And that's what's so exciting. And I tell people all the time, don't go out to prospect, but while you're out, prospect people. You know, and me and my business partner, Mr. Jerry Wilkins, a lot of times we find ourselves in the mall. Sometimes my wife's like, "Y'all live in the mall," and I'm like, "Well, that's where I was found." That you can be a great talent scout in the mall and find some great talent there. And just kind of like piggyback, you know, when I really understood what a definite purpose was after reading Think and Grow Rich for the first, second, third time, my mentor that I have now, and has been my mentor for the last 8 years, which is Holton Buggs. Holton has showed me one of Napoleon's books called Master Key to Riches. And in that book, Holton had written down what his major definite purpose was. That was about 4 years ago. No, I take that back, 4.5 years ago, Tom. Now get this. This is really incredible. He had showed me in that book where he had written down what his major definite purpose was, how many people's lives he was going to impact, and what that was going to mean. And almost to the date that he said he would have that accomplished, he had accomplished it. But it was twice as good as what he had written down on that piece of paper. So right then and there, I was like, "Hold up, this book really does work, because I can see the fruit in his life." And I sat down, and what I wrote down was my major definite purpose, and I definitely want to share that with you if you will allow me.
Yes, please, because that is a challenge. Of all the people that approach me for help with Napoleon Hill principles, the biggest challenge they have is defining that definite purpose. And even with OrganoGold, maybe your purpose is not to be diamond or any of the top levels, but you have to put in there what you're going to do to serve other people. And by serving other people, then you get the title. So please share that, because that would be really helpful for people to get an idea how to put together their own definite purpose.
Well, Tom, because when I was young, I saw my mom actually doing home interior. I didn't know what it was. I was, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old when I saw my mom having these boxes delivered to the house and helping her unpack and doing all the invoicing. And, you know, then she got into Tupperware. And I know a lot of people say, "Tupperware?" Yeah, back in the 70s, Tupperware was high tech. This was the cutting edge on how to keep your food fresh. So you had to actually, you know, it came through the industry of network marketing. You're talking about network marketing has done a lot to change this world that we live in. Most people, you know, take it for granted. But, you know, my mom didn't really know what she was doing. She was just looking for a way to provide for the family. She had a full-time job as a nurse, and she was doing that on a part-time. But I wish she would have handed me the book then, like I've done with my 10-year-old. So what my major definite purpose is to take elementary through high school students and take them through after-school programs. Now, these after-school programs are going to teach them, really, that being an entrepreneur is just as much a career option as being a lawyer or a doctor or a teacher. You know, on career day, they bring them all out there. But to let them know that an entrepreneur is just as much as a career option, and they have just as much of a chance as becoming a successful entrepreneur as they do any other career. And that's not taught to our kids. And I know they're not going to allow us to do the next part of my Measure Depth of Purposes, which is to get the book Think and Grow Rich in those kids' hands in these programs. They won't give it to them because they know that if they read that book, how powerful that book is, that, you know what, to give them and try and get them to get a job, it'll be pretty hard. If you read that book and really understand the principles in that book and you study that book and you read it over and over again, it's almost impossible for you to give that kid a job and tell them to go to work for someone else. And that would just mess up the system. It would. It would mess up the system. But I'm going to find those parents. Now, this will be a program where those parents will actually have to read the book as well. So the whole family is going to actually be, if you would, in the program. But it's going to start with those kids and really, really teach them through self-discipline, through self-evaluation, through, you know, self-analysis and a healthy self-image, that they can do whatever it is that their mind can conceive. So I'm really excited about my major definite purpose. And you know what, 3 years ago when I got started with Organo Gold, the very next month that I after I had gotten started, that's when the foundation did the partnership with them, and I was like, look at this. This is absolutely incredible. So I am still stoked about that, Tom.
And that sounds like an incredible purpose. Can you imagine parents and their children in a mastermind group together? Oh, my goodness. And I would imagine a lot of kids, they wish they could be an entrepreneur or they hope they can, but really a lot of people will just think it's a wish because I think kids wouldn't really understand that anyone can be an entrepreneur and it is the best way to go if you really want to control your life and your destiny.
Well, kids get it automatically. You tell kids, hey, no, you're going to have to actually earn this, and kids start thinking, that creative thinking process, that desire. They want something, and you tell them, you know what, you're going to have to earn the money. All of a sudden, they become, my daughter, she has started this little bracelet with tape, and people loved it. I'm not talking about the kids. I'm talking about grown-ups loved this little bracelet that she was hand-making, and she was charging $1 for it. Then $2 for it. And people were paying up to $5 for this little bracelet that my daughter was creating herself because she had a desire that she wanted something else. And the kids get it faster than the grown-ups. That's the thing. That's why, you know, we saw with an army of kids, we never have to worry about another depression, recession, or anything else, but you got all these creators out there.
And once you get it into kids and once they start selling and they realize and people are saying yes to them, and how can you say no to a kid? Sometimes even outside the bank, I'll give $5 to a kid who's selling chocolates and not even take the chocolates because I don't really want them or need them. But I just respect any kid who can be a salesperson and ask someone for an order. And if they start learning that young, they're like, I need new pants or a new outfit, I'm going to go sell 10 bracelets. Next thing you know, they're going to the mall on the weekend with their money for their new outfit.
And, you know, one of the most incredible stories within the Think and Grow Rich book is with Napoleon and his own son, and his son climbing out the window and leaving home and everything to actually sell those newspapers. And because of that, his son, you know, he knew that his son was going to be successful. Even though he was born deaf, even though he was born with no ears, here you have a kid, because he's around a person who's starting to live those principles and those philosophies that the book teaches that, you know, changed deaf and mutism for so many millions of people. It's absolutely incredible what kids can do.
Amen. And when I was in Malaysia in March, I spoke to Dr. J.B. Hill, the grandson of Napoleon Hill, and he said mm-hmm. the most admirable person of his uncle's was Blair Hill. He said that man was an exceptional man, impacted tons of people, and you can see where he got it, starting sneaking out of the window trying to sell newspapers in the town and made some money, and he had some challenges going into places where they didn't want him, but he persisted, and they let him in, and, you know, it really developed an amazing character out of him, and Dr. J.B. Hill said he was just a really, really fine man. Now, one thing that you really must have learned, because you already said it, your mom had a full-time job, and she did Tupperware. And by the way, Tupperware is like almost like Kleenex or Band-Aid. You don't know whatever brand is sold out there, but if I ask my wife, can you find me, I say Tupperware. I don't even know if we have Tupperware, but I just call it that because it's become so synonymous with food packaging. And so, you know, you have to work at this too. That's a lot of, maybe some kids have challenges that, yes, you have to think about this, but then you got to go out there and work your little butt off. And you must have seen that in your mom, a full-time job, raising a family and doing a business part-time, which, as a single mom, that's why I admire them so much. You must have learned so much just from watching the example of your mother, even if she never sat down and said, here's the ABCs of how you go about this.
Absolutely. You know, they say we'd much rather see a sermon preached than to hear one. And what I was getting was a living example on a daily basis of the things that actually impact belief. You know, the experience of seeing my mom make some extra income. Like I said, I didn't know it was network marketing. I didn't grow up and say, oh, I'm going to be a network marketer when I grow older. I'm going to actually, you know, lead people and that type of stuff. I always felt as though I was going to be a leader because my mom was. She was setting the example for me on how to actually be an entrepreneur, how to be successful. That's way before I got into track or football or any of those athletics. And, you know, she had the right – we say there's four things that impact your belief, Tom. And one is the experiences that we had. So I had a positive experience with people really wanting a product or a service at a very young age. And I knew that, you know what, if you have it, it's not about selling. It's just simply about telling and sharing. That's all my mom did. She wasn't a salesperson, but she loved what she had. She put it on her own walls. So she was a user of what it is that she had, and then she simply shared that with people. So I got that experience. Well, obviously, if you have Tupperware all around your house and they're shipping Tupperware to your house and you got, you know, home interior all around your house, now the environment, that's the second thing, the environment starts to change. And I can see,
right.
You know, what we had, these plain walls. My mom grew up, you know, with a teacher. Her mom was a teacher. So when I was coming up, you know, my biological dad, he wasn't too good at handling the stress in his life, so he turned to alcohol, and that took him out at a very, very young age. I've outlived my dad by almost a decade now. Ooh. So it took him out at a very young age, but my mom, she was changing the environment. She was showing me, by living it, she was showing me what was possible. And kids pick up on that. Now, I'm staying on the kids because I understand a lot of people are going to be listening to this. They're thinking, well, maybe it's too late for me. But they have these kids, and guess what? To instill these principles and these philosophies in your kids, as you grow older, those kids can come back and do some things for you that you didn't even imagine and that you couldn't do for yourself. So the next thing was repetitious information. You know, when the stuff starts showing up, Tom, I got to go help.
Repetition, mother of learning.
That's the mother of learning. So I learned, you know, hard work. I learned doing these things over and over and over and over again. Okay, I got to mark this in. I got to move it over there. Got to take it over here. And you know what? What I got paid for in regards to what my mom paid me was a roof over my head and telling me that she loved me. And the last thing that impacted belief is the credible people, the people of authority. So my mom, she was the authority in my life. You know, before the preacher and the teacher, she was the authority in my life. So she was actually doing it, and that was what really impacted my belief. I believe today that the success that I'm having right now and will continue to have is very, very much so to me seeing what it is that I was supposed to be doing.
Which is such a great reminder for parents that if you are reading these books and putting them on your bookshelf and writing out your goals and practicing all these things, this is the biggest sermon your kid is going to see. And so even if you just have it on your bookshelf, you haven't read it yourself, your kids are going to be remembering that, oh, Dad's a reader, he reads all these great books. And such a tremendous advantage to teach that when they're young, teach it by showing it, and such the best example. And one thing I was going to say as well, you had mentioned Holton Bugs about Master Key to Riches. This Napoleon Hill Foundation partnership with OrganoGold, it's not just to make them look good and for helping the foundation. The number of people I've interviewed that said, Holton Bugs told me to read Think and Grow Rich, and now I know he reads all of the Napoleon Hill books. So this could be a clue, people. You have OrganoGold branded Think and Grow Rich. And my friend Shane and I used to sell Law of Success door to door 25 years ago to businesses. And when I saw his name in the front of that Think and Grow Rich, I think I was as excited if my name had been in there. And this is a big thing. Make sure you buy that book and the CDs, because as you mentioned about the four things about belief, repetition. And you can repeat it or throw those CDs in your car, stop listening to what the weather's going to be, and get that information into you, because this is a big thing. This is not just a thing that's going to help them with marketing. This is a thing that helps your distributors. And so make sure you purchase it. Don't go buy the cheap one at the store. Buy the OrganoGold one, because all of the proceeds, not the profits, all the proceeds go to the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And they were by far last year and will forever be the largest contributors to the Napoleon Hill Foundation.
That's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting, and exciting that the leadership of OrganoGold is very, very much behind this. And I know Shane's read that book back and front many, 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 many times. Now, another great book that you love that you mentioned that maybe not everyone is familiar with, but people in personal development know it, is The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Waddles, another one of those old time, written a long time ago, great books. I've only read it once a while ago. Tell me a little bit about it. Remind me, remind our audience, because that is an amazing book.
Well, I read it and met a friend of mine. He's now the company's only Crown Ambassador outside of Holton Bugs. He's 28 years old, and when I first heard this statement, I believe he was about 25 years old. It was about 3 years ago, and we were doing a training, and he said that getting rich was doing things a certain way. Now, he had broken English, and, I mean, it didn't come out, but one thing he kept on repeating, he said it at least, I promise you, at least 10 times as he's trying to get it out. Now, this is someone that was originally from Honduras, came over for the American dream. Now he makes more in a month than most CEOs make in an entire year. And he's saying over and over and over again, getting rich is doing things a certain way. If you do things a certain way, you'll get rich. Getting rich is thinking a certain way. If you think a certain way, you will get rich. And he never even said the name of the book, but he just kept on saying it. About a year later, I hear someone else say it, and I stop him. I've learned that if you hear something that somebody who's on their way to becoming a millionaire, at that time that young man was not a millionaire, he's a multimillionaire over the last 3 years now, and you hear that over and over again, that's a clue. Then I read it in the book, because the other person didn't know where they got it from. Then I read a book, it was one of Robert Kiyosaki's books, A Business of the 21st Century. This is about a year and a half ago, Tom, and I'm like, man, let me go get this book. So I ordered the book. I ordered it off Amazon. I did it overnight shipping, so it cost me more than the book was worth. And they shipped the book. They shipped me the book, and Tom, I sat down with that book, and I started reading that book. And I read that book all in one night. It's a very thin book and everything like that. And I asked for wisdom. I asked for knowledge. I asked for understanding. And I got to the point where that book says, you know what? If one person does it, it's evidence that the things that are written in this book is true. If everybody does it, then it's proof that there is a science, a mathematical, if you would, a specific way to actually get rich. And if you cannot fail, and I believe this, you cannot fail if you read this book and get the understanding of that your thoughts are very, very powerful, and you just have to be able to learn how to hold your thoughts into that creative force and into that creative substance, and it will produce the thing that your image and that you have in your mind is focused on. And he gave plenty of examples, and you're talking about a book that was written in 1912, I think it was, and that's when I knew without a shadow of a doubt, Dom, I got excited. I jumped up. I said, yes, because I knew right then and there that I was going to get rich. I absolutely knew it.
And it's so important, isn't it? Because our mind will, especially in this society, naturally go to the negative. I'm Mr. PMA himself, but, you know, with my aches and pains and various challenges, even sometimes my mind goes to the negative side. But because I've read so many of these books and I've heard examples of people, let's say Nick Wojcik, he inspires me, born with no arms and no legs and doing what he does. When you read these books and you see people that are like, well, if that guy can do it, I can do it, then even if you venture over to the negative thinking for a little bit, your brain will bring you back and say, hey, remember that Wallace D. Waddle? Get thinking, get that affirmation in your head, and get visualizing your success, because this is doing you nothing, thinking about the negative. And so much is important for what goes through your thoughts. You have 40,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day, so you might as well choose the ones that are going to serve you rather than the ones that the traffic man and the weatherman is going to tell you.
No doubt. And, you know, by reading that book, I came out with 17 that I wrote them down, and then I started to repeat them to myself over and over again that I got from that book. And it just totally lines up with like I said, Think and Grow Rich. I believe that Think and Grow Rich can be read by the masses of people because it's a very easy and it gives a lot of stories. And then when you're talking about the science of getting rich, that just it's like a helper to it. So the seven things that I wrote down, Tom, one of them was know that the creator of this universe. Know, you have to know it. And the only way that you can know is repetitious information. You're hearing it from credible people, the experiences that you have, and the environment that you set up. Know that the creator wants you happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's just
Let's
the first
stop.
One.
Let's stop on that one just for a sec, because I knew this. I was going to ask you, and I was guessing it in my head from what you said. I am a Bible-reading, believing, church-going, involved in the church. This, you prayed for wisdom. You prayed for knowledge. I tried to give a Think and Grow Rich away a few weeks ago to a guy, and he said, because of my faith, I can't read the book. I was like, there is nothing anti-biblical or against anything in the Bible that is in that book. As long as your definite purpose serves mankind, God will honor that. If you work hard at it, God will honor that. There's nothing in anybody's faith that should prevent them from reading Think and Grow Rich. And if you read the Bible first and you read Think and Grow Rich, come on, you just wrote your paycheck there.
That's it. Well, the word rich simply means abundance. And, you know, when I read the word, it said that he came that we may have life and have it in more abundance. And abundance means rich. So richly, to have life and to have it to the full, to be lacking nothing. And if you understand that, if you can get rid of the stinking thinking that was programmed in you. See, the kids don't come here thinking that rich is bad. They want all they want, and they want all they can get, and they want to get all they can. That's where kids come, be programmed, and it's through life experiences, it's through those credible people in their lives that they start to form those opinions of whether or not money's good or money's bad and all that. They see that some people have gotten money by ill gains, and they don't do right by money. So they tend to say, well, my big mama told me that money was the root of all evil. When the book, the good book, the Bible says that it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. Not money is the root of all evil, the love of money. So they get these warped perceptions and philosophies in life, and they go on living those same philosophies that they had when they were 5, 6, 7 years old, and now they're 50, 55 years old, and their lives have been really just, you know, it's gone by. Life is nothing but a vapor. But when you know that the Creator wants you happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise, then you can say, you know what, it's my right.
Amen. And when the Lord knows that your purpose, like yours, is to help and serve and bring up other people, He is going to honor that. If your purpose is to bank it all and sit on your pile of money, I don't think the Lord really cares about that. But when you have a purpose to serve others and the Lord knows that your heart is in it, come on, He's going to move heaven and earth, and we know He can, to make sure you get that purpose accomplished.
Right. And that's why number two, you know, knowing exactly. The word here, the key word is exactly. And I had a young lady that asked me last night, she said, well, how do you figure out what you want exactly? You stand in the mirror and say, what is it that I want? This is some time that you're going to have to think on this. And to think about what it is that you really, truly want in life. Know exactly what it is that you want and ask that question over and over and over. You write it down and you write it down and you write it down. You spend at least 30 minutes, 2 days or 30 minutes of that, and you'll know exactly what your purpose is. You'll know exactly what it is that you really want to do. And that's very important because the Creator wants to make you happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise, that He now knows exactly. You can't send a message to a friend, you know, I'm going to send the ABCs. He's going to pick out the letters that he wants to pick out, and then he'll know what I'm saying to him. No, you have to be exact with your words on what it is that you want, and then you have to write it down because it's just a dream until you write it down. That's the third thing. You must write it down and be precise.
Exactly. And your subconscious mind, that's why you write it down and you repeat it and you repeat it, because you need to have your subconscious believe it so that your subconscious goes and says, okay, let's go out and find the people and the opportunities to get this done. When I was speaking in March at the Napoleon Hill Convention and last Saturday, I told the audience, I said, I spoke to you guys 25 years ago when I was working with Shane Moran, because that was what I visualized, that's what I affirmed, that's what I wrote down. And so, yeah, once it comes, once you achieve your purpose, then you're like, wow, I saw this in my brain when I wrote it down. And boy, your subconscious can do amazing things. Even if you think it's sleeping and not doing anything for you, it is working.
It's absolutely working. And you said something key right there, Tom, was that you have to believe it. And again, how do we believe things? Our environment, our experiences, repetitious information, and credible people. I keep on repeating that because guess what? You'll believe that's how I believe if I keep on repeating it. So now that you believe that you already have it, and there's a verse where he says, believe that you shall have it and it shall be done. You already have it. Once you start to believe it, once you write it down, then it's no longer a dream. Now it's a goal, and guess what? Goals can be attained if you believe that you can attain the goal that you set. So now the last, it's real simple. The last thing is, the last two, three things is that you got to be grateful for what you already have. I see that this stops so many people from actually acquiring more. It's because they're ungrateful. They're not grateful for, you know, when I got started in this company, my two vehicles of choice outside my driveway was a 1999 Mitsubishi Galant, white and rust, real rust, and a Success Mobile. This was my great vehicle because I couldn't really drive the other one. I knew people would have laughed me out of there. So I went and got a 1995 Ford Escape, with both headlights busted out, and that's what I drove around sharing this opportunity. So when people see you, of course people get in because now you got a Lexus, you got a Mercedes, you got this and that. No, you have to be successful before those things show up. Those things showing up are just a, if you would, a byproduct of your success, of how you think.
Amen. And sometimes in North America, because we see abundance around us and what other people have, we forget that 30 to 40% of the world lives on less than $2 a day. And they're no nicer or kinder or better looking or more talented than you or I. So just being born in North America is like a global blessing that we don't deserve, just the grace of God.
Oh, wow. You know, you said a mouthful there, Tom, because, you know, we are not grateful as we should be here in America. You know, the old story of the guy standing underneath the bridge with a sign that says, "We'll work for food," and a guy drives up in a Toyota and says, "Hey, man, don't you know we live in America, the greatest country on the face of the planet?" And while he's saying that, another person drives up in a Mercedes and said to the guy in the Toyota, "Hey, don't you know we live in America, the greatest land on the face of the earth?" While he's saying that, the guy in the Bentley drives up and say, "Hey, guy in the Mercedes, don't you know we live in America, the greatest country in the whole world?" And then the guy with the helicopter hovers over him and says, "Hey, you guys, y'all need to stop talking, because you know what? I got someplace to go. And I don't have to worry about traffic. I live in America, the greatest land on the face of the earth." And we look at the person in the helicopter and we get upset at them rather than saying, "Show me what you did, how you were thinking so that you could get to where you are." And we have to be grateful for where we're at so that then we can get to where we want to go.
Amen. So now we're grateful. What are the last few steps?
Oh, that's simple, Tom. Come on. You have to actually plan your work and work your plan.
So yes.
The last two is when you really come together with a mastermind, planning your work and working your plan. I always believe that, you know, there's no way in the world I would have been able to achieve the things I've achieved without a mastermind, without having a Holton Bugs and a Shane Moran and, you know, some of these other people that have, Mr. David Emanitier, a real, real good friend of mine. I'll be doing training with him in the next few days. Mr. Jared Wilkins, he and I, as a partnership, that's a mastermind. So now we can plan out, okay, what needs to be done, and how do we actually get this done, and we plan that. We sit down in strategy sessions. We sit down, we write out our goals. We sit down, and we start to imagine how it's going to feel to actually hit this level and what it's going to do for the rest of the people who are watching and waiting for us to move on, and we start to actually come together, and we're planning that work, and then what you have to do, you have to go to work. You have to go to work. You have to now say, you know what, this is where the rubber meets the road. My creator wants me happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I know exactly what I want. I wrote it down. I believe that I received it. I'm grateful for everything that I got. And guess what? I planned my work. Now it's time to go to work.
And work hard. Now, you forgot to mention your most important mastermind partner, Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich, in all his writings. Napoleon Hill mentions in all of his writings that the most important mastermind group is a husband and a wife. And that is so important. If you can have your spouse as your mastermind partner, because to do what you do, Craig, you probably have to be away from home a fair bit. Mm. You probably need your wife to help with the daughter, maybe more than you're able to, because you're out doing what you do, and you need the support. You can't be on the road and having your spouse nagging, and why are you, and how come you're not here, and you don't help out around here. And so if you can get your spouse believing and following and coaching and helping and encouraging based on the same definite purpose, you go out walking a little bit taller every day, feeling a little bit better. You don't feel guilty about being out late and, doing what you have to do, because you know at home someone is there looking after the fort, looking after the daughter, and encouraging you to go for it.
Well, you know, and I tell people all the time, I am so blessed, tremendously blessed with the spouse that I have, my wife, Sandy Hill. You know, I can be honest with you. I didn't have success with women in regards to relationships for a while there. And then one day, this is before I even really, I hadn't read Think and Grow Rich, but I knew about goal setting. And I sat down and I wrote out what it is that I wanted in a spouse. And she is absolutely everything I ever wanted in a spouse. I can tell you this, that when I got started in networking, she didn't understand it. I mean, my wife came from a little country town, so she didn't really understand it, you know, ambition. She understood family. She understood moral values and things of that nature. So my desire to want more, she didn't really necessarily understand it. She didn't understand why I had to go to the meetings and things of that nature. But she did know that the person that she was involved with was a go-getter. She
nice.
Knew that he was a go-getter, and so therefore she never held me back. Sometimes I'm like, hey, you want to come with me? It's all you gone and go. So my promise to her was to be able to retire her, and she had worked as a system analyst for a very, 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 very large global company, and this year because of, you know what, reading the book Think and Grow Rich, reading Law of Success, reading the Principles of Self-Mastery, reading all these books that Napoleon Hill has actually written, and I just recently read for about the fourth time Outwitting the Devil. After reading all those books and actually internalizing, she was able to retire in January of this year, which was 2012, fully retired. She does whatever she wants when she wants to do it. And, yes, she's a great, great mom to my daughter as well. So absolutely.
Amen.
Thanks for reminding that.
And something that maybe all those single people out there can get from that as well is you wrote down all those qualities. Sometimes we settle for less than the best we can get in our spouse. Sometimes we think, well, this is probably the only person who's going to love me. This is the best I'm going to get. If you write it out exactly, values and beliefs and all those things, your subconscious mind can find that as easily as it can find money or anything else.
Well, you just said something really important, and maybe if someone's listening to this and they really don't understand what the subconscious mind does. Whatever's planted in the subconscious mind and then nurtured and then repeated over and over, our minds are set up to a point where it's a broadcasting and receiving booth, if you will. I tell people all the time, you're sitting there with your cell phone, and maybe you're not paying attention, but the cell phone is definitely on. And what it's doing is waiting for a signal to actually come to it so it can start to ring or do whatever you ask for it to do. And when that signal comes, the phone starts to ring. Now, you can't see the signals. You can't smell them. You can't touch them. It's using another sense that's above the five senses that you use on a daily basis. And that's what our subconscious is. It's the sixth sense that you cannot see, smell, taste, or touch, but you got to know it's always on. And if you plant the right things into your subconscious mind, it will go out and it will track, it will ring up what it is that you dialed up.
Exactly. And so many times people will say, oh, I'm so lucky to have met or to come across. I believe there's very little luck in life. I believe your subconscious goes out and accomplishes what you're telling it you want to accomplish. And if you have the failure thoughts, it's very easy for it to fulfill that. If you have positive, successful thoughts, just as easy. Your subconscious believes whatever you tell it. Even if you tell it a lie, it believes it.
That's it. Well, the book, The Go-Getter, talks about that because he said, you know what, he was looking for that vase. He was looking for that vase, and he just kept on telling himself, it shall be done. And if you write it down, guys, if you go out there and you believe it with all your heart and you put all your heart and soul in it, and it's not, no, you know, as Napoleon said, it's not going to hurt mankind, but it's going to help you and you help them, and you believe it, it shall be done. Not might, not could, it shall be done. So I'm excited about what we've been talking about.
Amen. I'm so glad that Blog Talk Radio didn't cut me off after 45 minutes because we got lots of stuff here, and it'll continue to go after this 90 seconds is up. And, boy, this is great stuff. And now, also tell me about the value of personal development, because people are busy, and people average 32 hours a week in North America watching TV, playing on the Internet, and playing video games. But if they read one book a month, two books a month, listen to CDs in their car, tell me what that's going to do for people.
Well, again, Tom, we're working up against a system. And the system has taught them that once you finish with school, you don't have to read anymore. It says you're now successful. Here's your sheet of paper. Put it on your wall that says that you're successful. And that's what the system is there to protect itself. So what you have to do, you have to find other systems that encourage growth and continual learning. And self-development is just that. It's growth. It's about personal growth. It's about becoming more aware and being able to open up that place that has been locked in your mind for so long. And I always tell people, you know, if right now, if I asked you how many hours were in a week, 99% of Americans can't tell you how many hours are in a week. If you say it, most likely, yeah, they'll say something like this, 40, because that's what they've been programmed to think about, you know, 40 hours in a week. That's what most of them say. Is it 40? No. So here's the key to this, and we're talking about time management here. Here's the key to this. What if you didn't know what you had in your bank account? How well would your household run? How much fun would you have if you didn't know what was in your your bank account? So you know almost to the penny how much money you have in your bank account. Now, we all agree that time is more valuable than money, but when asked how much time do you have in a week, you don't know the answer to that. That's dangerous. Because if that's our most valuable asset and we don't know how much we have, then chances are we're wasting it.
Yes, and with reruns of shows, you don't even need to watch in the first place.
That's it. And so personal development is, you know, I'll be honest with you, until Einstein said an object that's in motion will remain in motion until stopped by an outside force, it's going to take someone to impact your life, to get you off that road that you're on and to get you on the road that's less traveled. In that book, it talks about a pathway that leads to destruction, and many go down that way. And then there's a pathway that goes to righteousness and good things, and very few find it. Very few find it. So what you're looking for, somebody has to come along in your life and let you know that there's another path. And that's what's so exciting about network marketing, is because there's people out there with signs saying, go this way, don't go that way. Look at what we've done over here versus what they've done over there. And when they get involved with a network marketing company such as OrganoGold, then you get around the people, those credible people who have what it is that you want in life. You start hearing it over and over again. You start getting in the environment. You start experiencing these things, and all of a sudden you're on a personal path to success.
Amen. As we say in church, preach it, preach it. This is so
true. I love this stuff. Absolutely. And, I wasn't born this way. I became this because I was willing to submit and be coachable.
Amen. And one thing I find so valuable about personal development is if you read those books, you read about enough examples of people who have achieved their definite purpose with way less things going for them than what you have. And so anytime you think, well, I can't do that, if you read enough of those books, you're going to read stories of people who did amazing, incredible, unbelievable things, so that your mind and you'll never say, oh, I can't do that, because you'll have enough examples of people who did it with less than what you have.
You know, just the other day there was a speech that was done by someone who I think is pretty famous now, you know, being the first African-American first lady. She said that this nation was birthed on, you know, making the impossible happen. Making the impossible is the history of this nation. That's the history of mankind, though. Nobody said we could fly. We didn't come here with wings, but now jets are taking off even as we speak. That was impossible. No one can actually go beneath the sea and stay down there for hours, but we created submarines. That was impossible. But we are creatures that turn the impossible into the normal.
Exactly. I just watched a video last week on Roger Bannister, and before he ran the 4-minute mile, doctors said it was impossible. You would die if you ran it in less than 4 minutes. Now it's pretty shameful if you run a mile and you don't do it in 4 minutes if you're in the Olympics or something like that.
No doubt. I tell you, I can tell you also one of the books that really had an impact on me. Well, there's really three. What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. That's very important.
Oh, Zig Ziglar loves that book. He recommends it all the time.
Yeah,
Chad Helmstetter,
really,
isn't it?
That's it. And I tell people, you know, if you want to get yourself on a great path of personal development and success, most of the conversations you're going to have on a daily basis is with yourself. So you better make sure you're saying something good. You know,
yeah,
I'm a happy,
yeah,
positive, excited, energetic person with, you know, a magnetism of scale of 10. You need to be,
yeah,
saying some good things to yourself. So that,
amen,
book was instrumental. Also, when I understood how much power we did have in our subconscious mind, so I read the book, The Power of the Subconscious Mind, extremely enlightening because, yes, you start to hear the stories of how people through their subconscious mind were able to actually grow limbs. It's really, it's just amazing what we can actually do. Well, you know, everything, our origin started with the subconscious mind. Before we had a body, there was the mind was developed to be able to create all the limbs and everything. So it's really amazing. That's a great book. And then the one that my mentor gave me, I think it was about 5 years ago, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind.
Oh, nice. That's who?
That's by T. Harv Eker.
Oh, Oprah, right.
Buggs,
okay.
And Earlene Buggs actually sent that to me for a Christmas gift. And he talks about the principles and, you know, about success and the secrets that the rich and the wealthy do versus, my phone might be doing some crazy stuff here, but the rich and wealthy would do that the poor and the middle class wouldn't. And I adopted those philosophies, and it's just totally changed me and my family's life. So the whole time I'm asking, what do you read? But it didn't start. And I tell you, the only book that I can really tell you between reading, studying, and listening to over and over again, it is the granddaddy of them all, Think and Grow Rich.
Amen, amen. Well, I'll give you at least a couple more minutes. Let's finish off the show. Tell people, like, where you're going to be, and then also give a little plug out for your daughter, because I know I want to pay $5 for a bracelet, just like I buy chocolates outside a bank and don't even take the chocolates. I just want to encourage her. So tell us where you're going to be, what you're up to, and maybe even if people just go through Facebook or whatever, let's buy some bracelets from your daughter.
Well, you know what? That's what we had talked about just the other day. Okay, you know, she got back to school for this summer. I can tell you this, Tom, without a shadow of a doubt, and I'm so grateful for it. She was able to do more this summer than I did in my whole entire 18 years of living underneath my parents' house. And that's how, you know, blessed we are because of the opportunity that we have over here. She was able to go to Schlitterbaum. She was able to go to different states. She was able to do it all. And, you know, now to rein her back in. And what I mean by that is to let her know that didn't come free. That came through hard work and dedication. That came because daddy made sacrifices, mommy made sacrifices so that you could have that type of lifestyle. And I always said, you know, I never, ever, ever wanted my daughter to have to, here's the key word, have to fill out an application. But I'm now understanding that it's very important that she understands work ethic. So what we're doing right now, we're developing a site for it. It's very, very pretty bracelets and everything. Haven't gotten it up as of yet. That's on another run, a goal run right now. So I've already sat down with my wife and with my daughter and said, you might not see me as much as you saw me for the last few months or whatnot, because daddy's going out there to dig a little bit deeper so a lot more people can drink from the well. So, you know, just where you can find me, obviously on Facebook. My mentor right now has us focused on some things. So if you're going to have a mentor, you might as well do what they recommend. And right now that's not something that's being recommended to me, so I'm just staying focused on what I'm supposed to do. All things to be revealed in time. There's you know, we all have books inside of us. We all have tapes.
Yeah.
We all have things that are creative in all of us. And it's okay to actually have those things to come out. But I heard it said best by a young man just the other day. He said, there's nothing wrong with having a baby. But there is something wrong with a 12-year-old having a baby.
Mm.
So it's all about the timing in which you have the baby. There's
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong with writing a book or having a CD series or any of those things, but the timing, that's
mm.
when wisdom comes, and that's when you have to have a mentor, someone who knows the when, the where, the why, the how, the who, and, you know, for you to be able to get things done, and you have to be able to trust that person that they have your best interest at heart. So that's what a real true mentor. If you keep saying that someone's your mentor, but when they recommend something, you go off and do something else, you haven't actually started to trust that person. And that's going to take some relationship building. That's going to take some personal growth from you, because when the student's ready, the mentor and the teacher, and as they call me over here in Organo Gold, coach, that's when we appear.
Amen. Well, Craig, you got me excited, and I'm already excited before I started. And
excited, Tom.
I got to get back to work, and I think nobody better say no to me this afternoon, because I'm not taking any no's this afternoon. And I've really had fun. I didn't even know 45 minutes had passed, because I'm as interested in it as anybody else listening. So this is great stuff. So yeah, Craig Hill, find you on Facebook.
Yeah, take those no's, take them, and turn them on. Flip them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And turn them on.
Yeah, they just haven't made the right decision yet. I'm going to turn them around. Well, thank you so much, Craig, for your time. And I love what you're doing with your daughter, getting her reading that book already, getting her involved in entrepreneurship. And I know she's going to be a future world changer, probably before she even finishes school.
Oh, no doubt. I thank you so much. And it's truly been a pleasure, as well as an honor, to be actually be on this this show with you, Tom. You're out there inspiring people that, you know what, you don't even know. And that's the great thing about doing what you're supposed to be doing, is that
mm-hmm.
your legacy lives long after you do, and you impact so many people's lives. You're a world changer yourself, and I really appreciate it. And I listen to all the interviews that you do, so here's another dream come true.
Amen. Thank you so much, Craig. Have yourself an amazing day, and we'll keep watching for all the great things that are coming out that you can't talk about now, but I know I'm going to be buying the books and the CDs from you when they come out.
Fan-rific. I'm going to stay stuck between fantastic and terrific, and I look forward to seeing you at the top.
Amen. Have a great day.